Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, September 30, 2021 is Killing of Mohammed al-Dora. The killing of Mohammed al-Dora took place in the Gaza Strip on September 30, 2000, the second day of the Second Intifada, during widespread protests and riots throughout the Palestinian territories against the Israeli military occupation. Jamal al-Dora and his 12-year-old son Mohammed were filmed by Talal Abu Rama, a Palestinian television cameraman freelancing for France 2, as they were caught in crossfire between the Israeli military and Palestinian security forces. The footage shows the pair crouching behind a concrete cylinder, the boy crying and the father waving, then a burst of gunfire and dust. Mohammed is shown slumping as he is mortally wounded by gunfire, dying soon after. 59 seconds of the footage were broadcast on television in France with a voiceover from Charles Enderlin, the station's bureau chief in Israel. Based on information from the cameraman, Enderlin told viewers that the al-Duras had been the target of fire from the Israeli positions and that the boy had died. After an emotional public funeral, Mohammed was hailed throughout the Muslim world as a martyr. The Israel Defense Forces accepted responsibility for the shooting at first but later retracted. Critics of Enderlin's filmed report have since questioned the accuracy of France 2's footage. French journalists who saw the raw footage said that France 2 had cut a final few seconds in which Mohammed appeared to lift his hand from his face. They acknowledged that Mohammed had died, but said the footage alone did not show it. France 2's news editor said in 2005 that no one could be sure who fired the shots. Other commentators, particularly Philippe Carsendy, a French media commentator, went further, alleging that the scene had been staged by France 2. France 2 sued him for libel, and in 2013 he was fined €7,000 by the Court of Appeal of Paris. In May that year, an Israeli government report supported Carsendy's view. Jamal al-Dora and Charles Enderlin rejected its conclusion and called for an independent international investigation. The footage of the father and son acquired what one writer called the power of a battle flag. Postage stamps in the Middle East carried the images. Abu Rama's coverage of the al-Dora shooting brought him several journalism awards, including the Rory Peck Award in 2001. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:38 UTC on Thursday, September 30, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Killing of Mohammed al-Dora. This podcast is produced by Al-Bolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Al-Bolsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.